More than 90% of Delaware's waterways are polluted. The state has the means to clean it up, just not the money. State Senator Brian Townsend says Delaware needs $100 million for water quality programs every year.
Our water is not in good position, not good quality. There's flooding in many, many places in Delaware, and we have not been funding water programs the way we should from the federal and state levels.
Townsend chairs the state's Clean Water Task Force. Last week, it released a report recommending a clean water tax in the form of a surcharge on personal income taxes and an increase in business license fees.
Up to no more than about $70 or $80 per year per household, and only if you basically are owing income tax. If you're in the lower income scale and don't owe income tax, then you're not going to be paying in. That's why we try to balance it that way. Small businesses would pay about $125 to $150 a year, and big businesses would pay about $500 a year.
If passed, Townsend says the taxes would cover about $20 million a year. Leverage that with federal funds, and the state could see upwards of $60 million for cleanup.
I think people are getting this idea that we've got to go ahead and clean up our waterways, especially in a coastal state, an ag state, a tourism state, with sea level rise being a real challenge. So the longer we wait, the worse it'll get.
The task force suggesting the tax was nonpartisan, but the proposal comes after Governor John Carney already included tax hikes and spending cuts in his proposed budget. That will make increasing another tax more difficult. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.